We're continuing in the next Gemara, which is, of course, still related to the topic, the larger topic of Shmitas Kesafim. Says the Gemara, Tana, third wide line, Tana hamalves chaveru stam, ein rashoi letovo pachos milamid yom. Somebody extends a loan to somebody else without exactly specifying how long the loan is for. If you specify that's one thing, then the lover doesn't owe and you can't demand payment, as we'll see in the Rambam's Lashon, until the point of the due date. But let's say you don't specify, unspecified amount of time, the halacha is, says the Braisa, Ein Rashei Letovo Pachos Milamid Yom. He's not able, not allowed to demand payment until 30 days. Savar Rabba Barbachana Kamei Derav Lemeimar. Hanimili ben Milve Bishtar. When it comes to a Milve Bishtar, there the halach applies that he can't be Toveh, the Malva can't be Toveh till Lamed Yom, the Lo Avad Inish, the Torach, the Kasav, Shtar, Barth Mitkasin Yomin. In other words, it doesn't feel right to go through the bother. The Lov is typically the one that's going to arrange for the Shtar to be written with the sofer, so if he's only going to be borrowing money to use for a period of time less than 30 days, it's not worth it. Therefore, shtar would be written, then it would be assumed it would be 30 days. Based on this umdana, that lo avid inish, that to write a shtar for less than 30 days. Avo, milval peh, lo. But when it comes to milval peh, which you don't have this umdana, it's not a shtar, then the halacha is not true. There we don't assume that stam milve shloshim yom. So what would it be? Whenever he demands payment, he can demand payment right away. Doesn't say, so there's no halacha that restricts the malve that he can't demand payment less than 30 days. It's only been milve bishtar. That's what Rabbi Bachana thought before Rav to say. Amale Rav, Rav responded, no, hachi ama chavivi. Chavivi meaning his uncle was Rav Chia. Rashi says, Chavivi means uncle. Targum shel Chavivi. Targum shel Dodi is Chavivi. Rav Chia, Achi Aviv Haya. Chia was Rav's uncle, father's brother. This is what Rav Chia said. Echad ha milveh bishtar, echad ha milveh al peh. The halacha is the same. The halacha is both by a milveh bishtar and a milveh al peh that you restricted the malva can't demand payment until 30 days. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi. The Gemara says, I have a braisa that says the same thing. Hamalves chaveru stam, einu rashei letovo pachos mishloshim yom, echad hamalve bishtar, echad hamalve alpeh. It doesn't matter whether the loan was bishtar or alpeh, the halach is the same. Furish, like we just said, b'shem Rav Chia. Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna, lo teisev akarach, ad mefarshis la lo hashmaitza. The Ritva explains the expression. It means that you shouldn't sit down. What does it mean? You should not sit on your knees, not sit in your chair. Different ways to read it exactly. The Ritva suggests a few possibilities. The bottom line is he's saying, don't sit down. Tell me while you're standing right now the answer to explain what I'm going to ask you. I think the Aruch HaNer adds here, the Gemara in Megillah says in Daf Chaf Aleph, that Dvarim Kashim B'yeshiva dvarim rakin b'amida. Stira is in various psukim, whether Torah is to be learned b'amida or b'yeshiva. So the Gemara there brings, Rava says that when you're discussing light things and it's while you're standing, you can do it standing, you don't need as much focus, concentration. Dvarim kashim b'yeshiva. So the point is that you don't need too much thought. You can even do this, we say, regal achas, okay, it could be hashtei regalim, but not sitting. You don't need to think too hard about this. Tell me right now, Mina Hamilsa da Amar Rabbanan. Where do we know this that we're taught Hamavas Chaber Stam, Einu Asher Letovo Pachos Milamid Yom, Echad Hamalve Bishtar, Echad Hamalve Alpeh. Where do we know that the halacha, that the Malva can't demand payment within 30 days, extends to Milva Alpeh as well as Milva Bishtar? How do we know? So Rav Masna responded with the following source, Amalei Dechsiv. The Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, in the context of Shmitas Kesafin, The pasuk begins, as we know, Hisham lecha pen yadavim im rabcha b'riyal. This is the reason why Hillel was metakin prusbul, because people were violating this isser in the Torah. The Torah says, be careful, let your heart not tell you an evil thought and convince you the following logic. Karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita, that the time of shmita, the seventh year, is rapidly approaching, and what's going to happen is you're not going to want to lend. You're not going to want to lend because the shmita is going to cancel the debt. The Torah says that's an iser, that you should make sure that you not be deterred from lending based on such a calculation. Meanwhile, there's a diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says, in reference to shnas hashmita, karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. So the question is, mimashma shenemar karva shnas hasheva, eini yodea sheish shnas hashmita. It's obvious, shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita. Why does it have to repeat the same thing twice? Ela matam loma shnas hashmita, loma lecha, to teach you the following. Yesh shmita acheres sheih kazu. There's another shmita that's similar to the Shnas HaSheva, to the classic Shemitah that we speak about, where there's a law of Shemitah's Ksafim. There's another equivalent to that. The Ezo Zu HaMalve Eschaber Ustam She'en Rashi L'tova Pachat V'Shol Shevyom. This halacha, that the Malve is restricted from getting paid by the Love to demand payment for 30 days, that halacha, the 30-day period, that window that the Malve is restricted from accessing his chov, that's the equivalent of the Shnas HaShemitah idea. The Amar Mar, Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana. Because we find in Sechter Rosh Hashanah for Halachas of Arla and so on, that once 30 days elapse, it's as if a year already has passed. So therefore, you see the concept of Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana. The Gemara has psukim to learn out. If one day of a chodesh is called a chodesh, so one month in the year is called a year. So this idea of Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashav Shana, so we take that idea, we plug it into the pasuk, and we say Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. Interesting idea. So what is he teaching us? That there's a notion of Shmitas Ksafim in manifest in this halacha of Stam Hava Shloshim Yom, which extends to all types of loans, even Milval Peh. How does it fit the pasuk? This is a real drasha. It's an asmachta. It's hard to know what to make of this drasha, but even in terms of the pshuto shel mikra, like what does it mean? Person, the Torah is discussing, obviously, the person's afraid to lend because he's going to lose his money. He won't get his money. What does that have to do with this idea? Hard to know, but I did find, right, the Rimi Lunil says something, he tries to relate to this. You could say it's not really, it doesn't have to fit with the larger context of the parasha. The context of the parasha is the Shnas HaShemitah, fear of the person. But meanwhile, the Torah throws in another expression in order to hint to the fact that there's another application of the idea that you can't demand payment for the Lamed Yom. So the Torah throws in the expression, but the Rimi Lunil adds something interesting. He writes, "Lalamit sheyesh lecha shmita acher shei kazu, she'en ta rashay lechofo sheyifer lach hamil v'ad shloshim yom, v'chashuvin hein shana lechol davar, u'lahachi kari lishnas ha-shmita," and he adds as follows, "v'shema teira encha, kishe'encha yachol chufo ad shloshim yom, u'mishum kach lo tirtzel havoso." Interesting. He says there's another reason why a person might want to be reluctant to extend a loan. I lose my money for 30 days. If I know that a week from now I need my money back, I can go back to him, so I more readily part with my money to lend him the money. But if I know that for 30 days my hands are tied, so that's another reason why you might want to lend. So the Torah is alluding to that also, so it fits the larger context of the pasuk as well. There's a reason you might not want to lend because you're going to lose your money entirely, because Shemitah cancels, as we know, cancels the debt even for afterwards. Here it's not pshat that after 30 days, and you could be tovea, but l'maisa, if I know for 30 days my hands are tied, I might not want to lend. See, he works it into the pasuk. It's an interesting thought. But what do we have in this Gemara? What does Rashi say? Not much. Shehi kazu, shekuya shana. Yeah. So what do we have in this Gemara? The halacha of stam milva shloshim yom, and we come out with that it's true even by milva al peh. We would have thought, misvara, possibly, only by Milva Bishtar, because the Umdin that the Gemara spells out that Lo Avid Inish the Tarach the Kasa Shtar Barsim Toshin Yomim. That's what I would have thought. But Lemaisa Ralachi is even by Milva Alpeh, and the Pasuk obviously indicates there's no differentiation. But now that we have this drasha of sorts, again, is it a real drasha? Is it an asmachta? It's not so clear. But what is the basis for the reason for the basis for why it's true by Milva Alpeh? Milva Bishtar, we had a svara, we had an umdina. So do we say at the end of the day that it's also an umdina? In other words, not just Lo'avit Nishan Tarach L'Kasav La'Shtar, but it's a halacha, an umdina everywhere. When a person extends a loan, doesn't specify, the assumption is the das of B'nei Adam is 30 days. You have 30 days. Okay, so what do you need a pasuk exactly for that? Again, if it's an asmachta, it's not such a kasha. Asmachta, just a way to rely on the pasuk. And the pasuk is megale, reveals to us that don't differentiate, don't say that the umdina is only by Milva Bishtar. It's all the time. The pasuk is just a smach to the umdina. So at the end, it's really based on the same idea that we would have said if it were just by Milva Bishtar. So we say, no, it's not just Milva Bishtar. So that's one way to think about it. Or should we say that it's more than that? L'mai said the umdina doesn't hold by Milva Alpeh. El-mai, it's a halacha. The Torah is teaching us, and here you probably assume it's a drasha of sorts, not just an asmachta. The Torah is teaching us a halacha, that stan milva shloshim yom, that malve is ein rashi l'tovo. It's an equivalent of a shnas hashmita idea. You have to know what that means, how it lines up exactly. It's we're going, obviously. But it's halacha that the Torah says that's the way it is. Comes out even by Milva Bishtar. It's not because of the Imdana either. It could be all the time. It's a new halacha. A Milva is like Shnas HaShemitah. 30 days is equal to Shnas HaShemitah. So, L'chaira, this is going to be a machokas Rishonim, I think. So let's start with what I showed you in the Gemara, Shabbos, Rashi, and Tosfos, and Rishonim Hirei talk about it. Should we say the same thing by She'ela? Big deal in the Rishonim. We say Stam Havas Shloshim Yom. What about She'ela? What about Schiras? Is it halacha only by money? So this is a She'ela. Rashi says in Shabbos Kuf Memches, the Mishnah talks about on Shabbos not to use a lashon of halveni when you want to get some food on Shabbos from somebody else. You can borrow kadi yayin kadi shemen, but you shouldn't use the word halveni. The Gemara explains because halveni you're more likely to write. So it could be Xera, Chamachoshesh, you might end up writing things down. But Hashileni, you were not afraid that you're going to write down. What's the difference? So Rashi explains why that is. He quotes our Gemara. Halveni, if you use a lot, now here you're borrowing something, but to use the word Halveni is associated with the notion of Halva. And we know by Halva, Stam Halva Shloshim Yom. So therefore, he's going to write down on his ledger, kach v'kach uveisi kidei shelo yishkach. So if he uses a lashon halveni, the malveh is more likely to write because halveni associates with long term. So to use a word halveni makes it seem as if he's going to have it for a while. So I want to make sure I don't forget. So I write it down. So there's a gzera not to say halveni. But to use the word hashileni, so that's not assumed to be a shloshim yom. It's specific to halva. This is how Rashi assumes. Rabbeinu Tam, here and elsewhere, feels that it shouldn't matter. The halacha is stam halva shloshim yom, so too stam she'ela shloshim yom. He brings various rayas. For example, he brings the Gemara in Nachis and Chulin that the halacha is talis she'ula. So it says over there that a borrowed beged Abdalad Kanfos, so for Shloshim Yom doesn't need tzitzis, and after that does. Now this halacha is all drabanan. The Raisa, even after Shloshim Yom, person's not mechuyev to put on tzitzis on a beggar that's not theirs. Tosus explains because it says the Gemara in Chulin says ksuscha has to be your garment. But l'maisa after 30 days, people don't know that it's borrowed, so it's marisayin. So the Chacham said you have to put on tzitzis even though it's not your beged, but only from Lamed Yomen on. So Tosa says, seemingly, what's the difference? That means, because the halacha is, for 30 days, the mashil can't be toveya. That's one raya. So Tosa says, stoche the raya. Maybe it's not about whether it could be toveya, it's just the norm, when people usually return it. So Lamaisa, that's one raya. Other rayas, the Rush over here discusses it, other examples. But meanwhile, and what could be the basis for the distinction that Rashi makes? So there's a svara that Tosis brings in from the Ri. What does the Ri say? What's the reason that it might be different by She'ela than by Halva? Says the Ri, Ri Piresh, further down in that Tosis, and the Ritva says that I think also here, Tahainu Taima b'She'ela, Fishi'i Chozeres be'en, lo'asi l'michtav. This is in terms of the Gemara. In terms of the Gemara. No, but I mean to say something else. The Ritva maybe says this over here. No, that what's the difference? Why would you say that by She'ela you wouldn't have Shloshim Yom? You could demand it before. And by Halva you have Shloshim Yom. So what could be the Svara L'chalek? No? What?
It's around.
Because money, you're not going to give back the same money. So you're spending it, so you may not have money, new money to pay back. So it's assumed that you have 30 days to get your money available to pay. Whereas She'ela, which belongs to the person anyway that you borrowed from, it's always available. So maybe you could demand it sooner. So the Ri is talking in terms of the Gemara about that he won't write. But meanwhile, the Svara L'chalek could be that point also. That if it's the end, then maybe it's different. You could demand it within 30 days. So it's a whole shaila and rishonim, right? The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Hashog Kli Mechavero Behema Stam Harei Hamashel Machziro B'choles Sheyirtze. The Mashel can take it back whenever he wants. If it's a set time, that's different. Then he can't be Machzir until that time of the end of the Yemei Shelo. If there's no... There's no specified length of time when he lends it, then the Rambam holds like those shitas that we see, like for example Rashi, that there's no din of Shloshim Yom. And Rabbi Notam and other Rishonim say, no, there's halacha Shloshim Yom even by She'ela. Now, to even discuss this issue, is it different, is it not different? Can we compare She'ela to Halva? Is it Svar L'chalek? What's the obvious understanding of the halacha of our Gemara? To say that maybe She'ela is the same, no, it's not the same, it's different, and why it's different, what does all this seem to be assuming? That it's a gzeras hakasuv that tells me there's a din, that it's like a Shemitah, or it's a halacha of an umdinist, a person lends, they think, Shloshim Yom, you have it for 30 days. And now, what does it sound like? To discuss this issue, no, we're both saying. Were I to say that there's a gzeiras hakasuv in the Torah, that's like a Shemitah. You know, so think about it. What is Shemitah? Shemitah is halacha relating to what? Not to She'ela. She'ela is not affected by din of Shemitah. It's halacha and halva. Even certain types of owing money doesn't get canceled. But certainly She'ela doesn't get affected by Shemitah. Shemitah is halacha in halva, money that gets loaned. So why is there even a question? So of course, the halacha is limited to halva. That's when the Torah gave us this halacha. It's like a shnas ha-shmita. And the Ritva, the sofa, at the end of the piece, the Ritva actually makes that point, the very end of his discussion. Now, but Lamaisa, if we're going to discuss it as a serious discussion, and there are going to be shitas that are going to equate She'ela to Halva, seemingly the understanding of our Gemara would be based on umdina. A person grants someone else the rights to use something that they own. He rents. And he didn't specify for how long. So when it comes to alva, we have this umdina that we assess a person's das is that if I don't tell you, then you have a month. So now, she'ela are the same or is it not the same? Maybe it is the same. Avinu Tam holds it's the same. Maybe it's different. The svar that we gave, because this is the end. I can always, you can have no excuse. You can't hide it from me if I wanted it. But maybe it is the same as halva. I'm giving it to you. You might as well have it for some use. So it's 30 days, just like for money. It's the same thing. But chayra, to even discuss this issue is to assume that the basic halacha in our Gemara is halacha of umdina. This pasuk shnas hashmita, again, it's not like we have to be so, precise in analyzing. Oh, dumi, like the Ritva asked the kasha. It's dumi the shmita. Shmita is halva. Yeah, it's a smach in the Torah. The Torah puts two words together. It extrapolates. It uses extra expressions shnas hashemesh, shnas hashmita, to tell me that there's a halacha as well. That you should know when a person gives Shloshim Yom Mishan Chashav Shana, so when he grants a halva, so he also is not going to be able to collect the demand payment for 30 days. By Mov Bishtar, we understood it in Svara because the umdina is more present over there, but Lumaisa, the umdina is everywhere. That's one way to understand the Gemara. But you look at the Rambam, I think you get a very different picture. What is the two Rambams? Both of them, I think, are very indicative of the same Yisod. The Briska Rav is Medaikit, but we'll Medaikit ourselves. Let's look at the two Rambams. First of all, in Hilchos Malva Velova, Perek Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam in Halacha Hey, Yud Gimel Hey, Hamalva es Chaveiro, Recover Lozman Leporo. So it starts off by saying, if I lend money and I specify the Zman Piron, even though there was no Kenyan for that, Eino Yochel Letovo at Sof Hazman. Bein Bimilva Alpe, Bein Bimilva Bishtar, Bein Shilvo Alamashkin, Bein Shemes Lova, Bein Shemes Malva. Okay, so the first halach in the Rambam is straightforward, right? If I tell you how long the loan is for, then the malva or his ears cannot demand payment from the lova or his yorshim until what? Until the zman hapiro. Lashon Rambam is interesting. Rabbi say derech agav ein yachol tovo ad sof hazman. I mean, ad sof hazman. You should say ad hazman. What is sof hazman? We'll medayek this in the Mishnah. What does it mean?
So there's a
the window. It's not pshat that there's a Zman Piron and before that is a Lefnei Zman. When you talk about a Zman Piron on a loan, let's say, it means Mikan Ve'ad, whatever that point is, like the Lashon of the Mishnah. Mikan Ve'ad Eser Shonim. Mikan Ve'ad Lamed Yom. There is no Chiyuv for the Lova to pay, and what the Rambam is telling here, for the Malva cannot demand payment until Sof Hazman. Right? When a person would be paying within that window, he's not paying lefnei hazman, he's paying, what's it called in the Gemara? Pareya toch zmana. The zman is mikan ve'ad, the due date. But the zman is not the due date. The zman, piron, is from today until that point. That's seen in the Rambam as well. But we're medayek in the Mishnah, right? Has the Rambam know this? So this is basically specified. He specified the zman of whatever 5 months. So eino yachol tovo ad sof hazman. How does the Rambam know this? So what does the Magen Mishnah say? Two words. Zeh pashut. Yeah. Okay. You don't need a makkah, right? Zeh pashut. Umevur. But he. Mivur, where is it? Mivur, Beperek, Malkus, Rekama de Malkus, Shemavas Chavero, Le'eser Shonim, En Yochel Nogso, Toch Hazman. pashtu. In other words, the Gemara we read earlier. Right? What do we have a discussion about? Ish miyas mishamet achol v'ves hashanim. Because the lo yigos doesn't apply at this point of Shemitah, but the lo yigos is only relevant for afterwards, so does, so it's not asi l'day lo yigos, it's asi l'day lo yigos, but it's not lo yigos at the time of Shemitah. So what does that show you? That there's no ability, the malva has no ability to be no gaze, to demand payment, right? Toch hazman. So there I'm a mamash had our gemara. That's the gemara in the gemara base, yes.
What did I say?
That's by She'ela. I read you the Rambam by She'ela. That's poor. That's by a Stam She'ela. That was in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon I mentioned, right?
So here he's saying, when he covets his mom, so why does the Maga Mishnah say, and it's obviously Makos,
No. I'm talking about the Gemara earlier in the Amud. The Magid Mishnah is discussing Makos, not the Gemara we just read. The Gemara earlier in the Amud. Again, the Gemara said earlier, the top of the Amud, Hamavas Chaver Le'Eser Shanim. So there's two versions of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, right? Do we say Shvius is Mishamtaso, or Ein Shvius Mishamtaso? What's the Shaila about? Because at the time of Shemitah, what does it say? The time of Shemitah, it's clear. What don't you have? What don't you have? Lo yigos. Oh, but at the time that the Eser Shanim point, it is lo yigos. So the Shaila is, does Shemitah cancel the Chov because of the lo yigos of later? So there, it's shaykh to lo yigos. Only if the Chov has a shaykh to lo yigos, does the din of Shamot and the whole halacha of Shemitah apply. So the first lashon is that since it's asu de lo yigos later, so the shvius will already be chal on the chov and shvius that has the lo yigos at the 10-year point. And the second lashon, which is how Tosus says we paskin, shaila how we paskin. So Tosus says the second version says what? That since bizmano at the time of shemitah there's no lo yigos, so the shemitah doesn't affect this chov and the chov has to be paid up at 10 years. So meanwhile, what do we see in the gemara? That a chov that you say at eser shanim, there is no, well, yigos is not relevant. You can't demand payment. So that's the Rambam that we just read in the Rambam. That's the posture of the Magid Mishnah. That's the Gemara we saw before. That's in the case where the person specified what it's for, how long the loan is for. That's the beginning of the Rambam. Good? Continue hey in the Rambam with me. Ustam milve shloshim yom. Bein b'shtar, bein al peh, bein al amashkin. Says the Rambam. Stam milveh is shloshim yom. Our Gemara that we just read. And the Rambam makes it clear, like the Gemara's maskana. Don't think like Rabbi Bachana thought, nahava mina. No, bein b'shtar, bein al peh, bein al amashkin. No matter what, stam milveh shloshim yom. Which again means that the malva can't be toveya until shloshim yom, like you just said, if it will cover lozman. The Rambam concludes, the im hisna sheyitva b'chosman sheyirtze. If the malva will stipulate that he wants to be able to collect at any time, yesh lo l'tvavo b'yomo. He could even be toveya on the same day. Shetnai mamun hu. What's the last part of the Rambam doing for us? He's saying that there's a Tanai Mamon. You can make a Tanai by Mamon. Tanai by Mamon resonates with whose shita of Tanayim? What? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Tanai by Mamon. According to Rav Meir, you can't make a Tanai Mamon. In other words, you're overriding, so to speak, the Torah. You're overriding the Torah. The Torah would not let you collect demand payment biyomo. The Torah says you gotta wait 30 days. The Rambam says, in Hisna, so the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Tanai Mamun. Rabosai, what's clear in this Rambam? Were we to understand the halacha of what we just read in the Gemara, that it's based on, like we're thinking, umdina, what does a person have in mind when he extends a loan without specifying? Does he mean 30 days? So we say, yes, he means 30 days. And that's the assumption. Therefore, it's as if he would be koveya zman of lamed yom, right? If he would have said it. It's an umdin. So you have to tell me what? If he said, I want to be able to have it earlier, then I can demand earlier because it's a tanai mamun. If he said earlier, then there's no umdina. There's nothing to talk about. The whole issue is a mood issue. Stam milvash shloshim yom is by definition because I don't know otherwise. I don't know what he's thinking. Therefore, I assume this is what it is. But if I tell you exactly what it is, so then obviously it's no longer that umdina. It's not a stam milvah, if you will. As Ms. Gerub puts it, that already we'll see maybe more carefully. But it's certainly not an umdina. So Ram doesn't need a command to tie mamonu. What do I see in this Rambam? That this Gemara, this drasha, is a halacha that is taught to us from this drasha that the malve is restricted from being toveya for 30 days. Elamai, if I tell you I wanted to be toveya earlier, says the Rambam, aha, it's mamon. Mamon we connect tonight. Just like Sheikh's Va'ona of Rav Yehuda, just like before, Amnas Yotish Mateini B'Shvi'is, just like Amnas She'en Chalai Ona, again, although the Rambam there passes like Rav, okay, separate Shaila, separate Talmud the Rambam. But Lamaisa, tonight should be Mamon Kayim, because you're overriding the Torah. Again, were I to understand this sugya simply on the plane of an umdina, there'd be no reason for the Rambam to have to go out of his way to explain to us why you could say that I want to be Tovea earlier. It's obvious, there's no umdina. And the standard both say, clearly you see in the Rambam that this is a halacha that we're learning out of the pasuk. Elamite, Naisha b'mam, one can override it. That's one Rambam. The other Rambam that the Biskei Rav points to is in Navi Velova later on, in Perek Chavav. Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis. So Malve Shetova Salove V'lo Matzelo Nechassin. So normally, so you go to the Lova first. The Lova doesn't have assets. So then, if there's an Arev, a co-signer, then he agreed to pay if the Lova defaults. So now he has a right to go to the Lova. Says the Rambam the following Halacha. From the time that the Arev is becoming obligated to pay, the Malva has to wait 30 days before he can seize assets of the Arev. Why? Says the Rambam, it should be no less than what we find by the Lova. And therefore the Rambam extends the halacha that we find by the Lovev, Stam Havar Shloshim Yom, to the collecting from the Arid. No, what's Pshat in this Rambam? What's the halacha by a Lovev? An umdina? That when I lend you money, then I'm letting you have it for 30 days. So then where does that have any relevance for the Arid? The whole umdina is only by the with the Maisa Hava, where does how does that relate to the Arif? How does Stam Hava Shloshim Yom play out vis-a-vis the Arif? So again, the Biskei Rav takes this Rambam with the other Rambam together, and he says, what do you see here? Hanir Mavur Medivya Ram is the piece in the Milchus Malva Belova, the only piece he has in the Sefer on the Rambam. He's basing it on our Rambam, the second one that we're reading right now. Da'adin Lamed Yom, Ein Zem Mishum Destama Halva Aso Hi Alamed Yom. Kiim Diyasodo Hu Din Torah Bechol Havos. Da'ad Lamed Yom, Ein Yachol Tovo. It's not because we assume Mistama by default Halva is Lamed Yom. Halva, by definition, ain't no yachol tovo. Like learned out of the pasuk. Yisod dino hu gzeiras hakasa b'chol havos she'ein rashi l'tovo. And that's where the Rambam has to talk about tanai mamon in the first Rambam. That didn't change us. T'nai mamum. And that's why the Ram could apply this to Arav now. Kim di sod hachnosa, the shloshim yom, is not about the maisa halva. The maisa halva is for 30 days. No, Arav is not no maisa halva. The Arav is nischayef to pay the chov of the lova. It's a separate din. You can't be toveya your payment lifnei shloshim yom. You're restricted from being toveya your payment. It's a schus the Torah gave the lova. These would be the malva. It's a schus that the lova has that the malva will not demand payment from him ad lamed yom. Says the Rambam, aha, that schus, the lova, Arav doesn't have any less of a schus than the Arav doesn't have less schus than the lova had. The Iker din of the schus was granted to who? The Iker schus was granted to who? To the lova, that the malva can be tovein. Says the Rambam, but the Arav is no worse. Were we to be discussing this issue from the perspective of an umdina, what's shaykhus to the Arav? An umdina is when I'm giving you a loan, I'm thinking you have it 30 days. What does that do with the collecting from the Arav? Where do you get collecting from the Arav in terms of this? Elamai, again, it's not about an umdina when I extend a loan, I'm thinking you have it for 30 days. It's a din in the Torah. That the Torah is saying, Eina yachol tovo. It's like Shemitah. Okay, to see more carefully that analogy to Shemitah in just a second. But it's analogous to Shemitah. Eino yachol tovo. So it's a schus that the lova has vis-a-vis the malva, that the malva can't be toveya. Says the Rambam, the Arav gets the same schus. So these are both in this Rambam that compares it to the Arav and gives the Arav the same schus, and the other Rambam that comes on to the that if he's masne makes it tonight, I want to get b'chol man sheyirtze tonight b'mamon who. If it's umdina, you don't need to come on to any of that. It's umdina. Obviously, I tell you, I want it right away. There's nothing to talk about. You don't need to come on to daisha b'mamon, which is only according to shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is there's a halacha. The Torah puts in place a halacha. Ein yachol tovo ad lamed yom. It's like Shemitah. Says the Ram, but tonight should be mama. So therefore, the Ram comes on to that in order to say that if he says I wanted to there before, then he can do that. And the schus that the Torah gave the lova, the Ram says the Arav has the same schus. But now we need to get into the fine print here. Okay, so l'chora you see what both said there. Two distinct mahalchim in to read the sugya. The Gemara comes out in Maskana, Bein bin Milva Alpeh, Bein bin Milva Bishtar, both the same. When we start off and we think it's only Milva Bishtar, seemingly the only basis for this halacha is Umdina. There's no doubt about it. Lo Avid Inish, that's what it starts with. But then the Gemara comes out with the Braisa from the that shows Bein bin Milva Alpeh, Bein Milva Bishtar, it's the same. Milva Alpeh is no different. Now we have this Drasha of sorts. Now we have to start thinking about what is the halacha based on. Is it still built on umdina? And the umdina is not limited to milva bishtar because of it inish, but it's an umdina that exists all the time. A person lends money, he's thinking 30 days. If that's what it's about, then we understand the discussion the Rishonim about she'ela. So is she'ela similar to halva? Is it different than halva? The issue is umdin. That's one possibility. From the Rambam, we see otherwise. And the Rambam therefore makes sense when the Rambam says by she'ela, he says, matter of fact, he says the din is mashe machzir b'chol es sheyirtze. Why? Pashit, because the halacha is a halacha by halva, dum yedishmita, right? I mean, strange. The Magid Mishnah there brings the svaris and the rishonim. Chor, even without all of that, it's pashit without anything. You don't need much of a hesber. He gives the svara. He writes, "Halva shenitna lahutsa 30 days. I was she'ela shehi choseres ben ela zman. V'chem pirush Rashi in Shabbos. B'chara, even without, you don't need lefid vareinu according to the Biskei Rav. You don't even need to add that. There's nothing to talk about. The whole halacha was said by halva. So of course she'ela is not that way." Okay, so far that's where we are right now. Now let's, if we go with this approach that it's a halacha that the Torah is teaching us, yesh rashmitash acher shehi kazu. That's where the Rambam needed to come on to a t'nai mamon. And the Rambam has to tell you, but the schus that the Torah gave the lova is also by an arev. I want to understand the analogy of the Shemitah more carefully. What exists by Shemitah, Rabbosai? What does the Torah say? There's all kinds of dinim, right? There's a mitzvah of shamot. There's an iser, lo yigos. There's an iser. The malve has an iser, lo yigos. What else lies in lo yigos? He may not. He cannot. He has no ability. Does the loan get canceled? That's how we always thought, right? The loan gets canceled. The chov is canceled. Now, obviously, to that extent, no one's telling us that the loan is canceled over here. For Lamed Yom, what happened? The loan got canceled. The chov exists. Obviously, it exists. What's going to be after Lamed Yom? You're going to collect it. So you can't tell me, to the extent that there's a comparison to Shemitah, it's obviously not a comparison in a level of the loan being canceled for post-Shemitah. Who knows, who says that's ever had the case by Shemitah? That's part of what we've been discussing. Now, the Ritva already points out, the Ezer Shemitah Shehi Kazu, Perisha Doma Lezu Ksas, Shehi Belo Yigos, Shein Yochel Tova Pachas Mi Lamed Yom. Doma Lezu Ksas. That was obviously post-Shemitah, post-Lamed Yom, you're going to collect the Chov. But what does this mean? Is there an Isser Rabosai for the Malveh to demand payment Toch Lamed? Is there an Isser? If there was an Isser, what would be the nature of the Isser? Well, would it be Isser Lav? I don't know, you couldn't call it Isser Lav. Why? Because the Torah doesn't use the Lashon of a Lav. The Torah, by Shemitah, the Torah uses the Lashon Lo Yigos. The Malveh has an Isser, prohibition, one of the Shasa Lavin in the Torah, Lo Yigos. He's not allowed to come to the Lov and demand payment, right? If Shemitah comes along, now he's going to come and collect and try to demand payment. After that, he's over an Isser Darais of a Lav. If you want to carry that over to Lamed Yom, because Karvash Nasa Shem Shnasa Shemitah Yeshcha Shemitah Cheshi Kazu, and you want to say there's an Isser, the Pshat is the Torah is Merami's here in this drasha that there's an Isser. It would be an Isser essay or something. It wouldn't be an Isser of a lot, a level. I don't think you could carry over the Lo Yigos literally. If the Torah didn't use the Lashon by Lamed Yom of a Lashon Lav, I don't think you could call it a Lav, but you could certainly call it an Isser. In other words, there's an Isser Torah. Just like there's an Isser Torah of a Lav of Lo Yigos by Shemitah, there's an Isser to be Toveya, Eino Rashoi, Eino Yarashoi, is over an Isser, Nisi Daraisa possibly. One could certainly think in those terms. There are Achronim who think in those terms. The Dvar Avram in Siman Lamed Beis, the Kavanah Rav, has a tshuva where he learns this way. We'll see how it has relevance for other things, the Bach coming up and all, but it's an Isser. In the Rambam, do you see that in the Rambam, Rabosei? Do you see that in the Rambam? The Brisker Rav is a little bit mashba this way by the Love, I think. Strikes me that way. He wants to say, see, it could be as follows. Let me backtrack. It's an Isser, right? But what else could it be? Or where else might it be? Either in addition or not Nisa, but something else. What else do we have in the Lo Yigos? There's Lo Yigos as a Lav. You are not allowed. You violate this Lav if you demand payment. And what else did we say is Lo Yigos? What? So be careful with your words. What? Koach HaTvia. You're restricted. You have no ability to be Nogis. Yeah? That could also be what we're thinking about when we talk about Lamed Yom. Toch Lamed, the Malveh has no ability. He lost his Koach HaTvia. He can't be Toveya that Chov. Now, to the extent that one understands Shemitah as an absolute cancellation of the debt. So basically, why can't you collect? Because there's no chov left to collect. So that's the level of you cannot collect. You have no koach atvir because there's no chov. The chov disappeared. And there's an issur. But if I were to assume that the debt gets canceled, and that's why you have no koach atvir because there's no chov, would I be able to relate that to our case of Toch Lamed? You have no koach atvir because there's no chov? Obviously you can't say that. Chov exists. The haraya, what's going to be after Lamed? You're going to be able to collect it. So the chov exists. So if I assume that Shemitah is about canceling the chov, that's why you can't collect it. Because there is no chov to collect. Then that could not in any way be part of our picture in our hekesh of Shnas HaShem and Shnas HaShemitah. Then the only thing you'll be left to associate, if you're going to look at it as a real halacha, that we're learning out, Dumya de Shemitah, then the only thing you're left to consider is, what do I have here is what? What do I have here, Dumya de Shemitah? What do I have? An Isser. Maybe not an Isser Rab, an Isser that's implicit in the words of the Torah. Because to say, I don't have a Koach HaTfiyah, like by Shemitah, well, by Shemitah there's no Chov. So that's why you have no Koach HaTfiyah, it disappeared. However, if I learn the approach that we've been learning until now, that through the sugya, Rav Nachum's approach, that from the Raya brought from the Tolile and all the various Rayas in the earlier sugya, then we have what to talk about in terms of saying, maybe the equivalent, the parallel to Shemitah is the Chov exists by Shemitah, but you can't access it. You can't be Tovea it. That's part of Lo Yigos. Lo Yigos means you lost your Koach to be Tovea. There is a Chov there. That's why if you want to be Mazir Chov, Tovea La Bracha. It's still a Chov, but the Malvez lost his Koach to be Tovea. That's the Din of Shemitah. The Torah imposes on the Chov the restrictions on part of the Malve. You can't be Tovea. Then we can start thinking in those terms by Lamed Yom as well. Of course the Chov exists, but so does it exist by Shemitah as well. By Shemitah, the Torah doesn't give an endpoint. It remains that way. The Chov is what it is, but the Malva lost its Koach HaTfiyah La'olam Voed. By Lamed Yom, it's within the window of Lamed Yom, there's Shnas HaShem, Shnas HaShemitah, it's Dumya the Shemitah, that what? That the Chov exists, but the Malva has no access to the Chov. Rabosai, and if I say this, no longer do I have to say that there's an Isser. That's a bit of a stretch to say. In fact, even though the Achronim who want to say this, I mean, you could say that both there's an Isser as well as a limitation of Koach HaTfiyah. So you could say both things are true over here. The Isser is not Isser Lav; it's an Isser that the Torah is creating here through the drasha. So you could talk about an Isser here along with a restriction on Koach HaTfiyah. You could talk about an Isser by itself, or you could talk about a restriction in Koach HaTfiyah without talking about an Isser. You really have three possibilities. Again, if you wanted, you could say that it's only an Isser. Koach HaTfiyah, the only reason there's no Koach HaTfiyah by Shemitah is because there's no Chov. So you can't be Tobea something you don't have, there's no Chov. But that doesn't exist over here. There is a Chov. So then what is it? It's an Isser. You can't be Tobea your Chov. That would be conceptually, we can imagine is happening in this Russia. We'll see the Lashon Rambam in a second. I don't think that's the Lashon Rambam at all. But one could consider that it's only an Isser. One could say, well, it's an Isser plus it's a, you lost your ability to collect the Chov. The Torah doesn't let you collect the Chov. The Chov exists, but you can't collect it. But there's also an Isser. Or you could say, no, it's not even that. It's just the fact that you lost your Koach to access the Chov. The Chov exists, but you can't be Tovea the Chov. Again, to say that what you have here is losing the Koach HaTfiyah is to assume, and compare it to Shemitah, is to assume Shemitah is the same thing. Shemitah, the Chov exists. The Torah says, Lo Yigos, you lost your ability to be Noges. By Shemitah, there's also an Isser. By toch lamed, I don't know if there's an iser. It's the lo yigos of the inability to access the chob. That's what you have over here. What's the lashon Rambam mashma to you? Let's read the lashon Rambam. How it flows. Hamalve es chavera. Hazaram begin. The kava lozman leporo. Okay, what's the case? He says 5 months. Eino yacho letovo atzov hazman. Main b'mil ba'alpeh, bein b'mil ba'bishtar, bein shavo alamashkin, and so on. What is the Rambam saying? Isser, or you just have no koach to be toveya? Toch hazman. Hamalves chaber le'eser shonim. And the malva comes after 5 years and demands payment. Rabosa, he violates an Issa Torah or not? Violates an Issa Torah? Of course not. Where does it come from? Where is there an Issa? Is an Issa to be Tavea Tochzmano? The only thing is, you're Tavea Tochzmano, you're not going to be, you have no ability. You're not going to be, you can't, you're restricted. You can't demand the payment. Eino Yachol in the Rambam right now, it means what? You don't have the ability to do it. Not. You violate Issa. That's how the Rambam begins, right? Eino yachol means you're not able to, means you violate an Issa. There's no violation of lo yigos toch hazman. That's what the Gemara before says, right? There is no lo yigos. That's why maybe Shemitah doesn't cancel a chov of Eser Shanim. Why is there no lo yigos? Because lo yigos only is at the time of the payment. What are you going to say?
Where are we drawing the line specifically, and why? From this drasha on our Gemara, it would seem it's somehow this within Lama Yom is somehow linked to Shemitah.
Right.
Why are we saying it's not linked enough to have the ghost, but it is linked enough?
Okay, but again, we recognize that it can be absolutely linked in every way. The Ritva recognizes it too. That was the little Ritva. Perish Adoma Lazuksas. Whatever it is, even if it's a real drasha, it's not that every single aspect of what you find by Shemitah is carrying over to Toch Lamed. The loan is not cancelled for good. If you hold by Shemitah it's cancelled, this loan is not cancelled. And the Chov exists Toch Lamed. Now, we don't know that that's what's going on by Shemitah. By Shemitah we're saying the Chov exists, but the malva is restricted from collecting it. When Shemitah comes, the malva's hands are tied. We also know that by Shemitah, there's an Isser lo yigos. We're speculating. When it comes to this drasha of Toch Lamed, and we want to take it very literally, and we want to equate this to Shemitah, so does that mean that there's an Isser for the malva to collect Toch Lamed? Maybe. I wouldn't call it Isser Lav because the Torah doesn't use the lashon Lav, but the Torah is equating to Shemitah, so the Torah is hinting that there's an Isser. Does it also mean that the Malva is restricted from collecting it? Well, that depends. If the reason the Malva is restricted from collecting after Shemitah is because the Chov disappeared, you couldn't really talk about that happening over here. The Chov didn't disappear. Right? The Chov is still here. You can collect it after 30 days. But if I were to assume that by Shemitah as well, the Chov is here, just restricted, that I could talk about the issue here as well in terms of being restricted. But then I could also say, and now the Rambam's Lashon that we're now reading, as we'll soon see as the flow of the Rambam's going to indicate, that you really don't have an Isser here at all. It's just the restriction of the Malveh from collecting that is the parallel to Shemitah. By Shemitah, there's an Isser as well that comes with it. The Lo Yigos is a package. It's Lo Yigos, you may not. And you may not means it's prohibition, and you're not able to. Again, let's back to the Rambam. How's the Rambam start? Kava lozman leporo. Says there, Eino yacho letova. What's the Eino yacho of the Rambam here? Ein bekocho. Not violated an Isser. Toch hazman, a person does not violate an Isser by demanding payment. But he's not able. He has no koach to be toveya. Good. Continues the Rambam. Ustam milveh shloshim yom ben bishtar ben alpeh ben alamashkin. No. So what is the Rambam saying? Standav Shoshim Yom. So therefore, what I just said before, that Kavel Oznan, Eini Yochel L'Tovo Ad Sof Hazman, so now if it's a Stam Nilve, and we say Shloshim Yom, so that means Toch Lamid, what is it? It's the same as before. It's Eini Yochel L'Tovo. In other words, simple reading of the Rambam would not convey the impression that there's an Isser of Tviya Toch Lamid. It would convey the impression of what? Of Eino Yochel L'Tovo Toch Lamid. Okay. So Chayra, what we emerges according to the Rambam right now is, first of all, we see Mamish Kemat Mufurish, a Gemara, the way the Rambam reads it, to the Yisod of Amnachem, that Shemitah's Ksafim does not mean that the Chov is cancelled. Because that's not happening over here. The Chov is not cancelled. The Chov is here. And the equation to Shemitah is, in what sense, of Eino Yachol Tovo. So what is Shemitah there for? Eino Yachol Tovo. And that's the Lashon of the Torah. Shamot. The Chov is Shamot. The Chov is abandon your Chov. Malva, abandon your Chov. You lost your koach to be Tovei the Chov. It's abandoned. It's here. There's a Mamoni Gabach, but there's no way to access it. So it is Toch Lamed. There's a Mamoni Gabach. There's a Chov. But there's Malva is not, his hands are tied. He can't be Tovei. But I don't see it around Rambam Isser. Again, the Pesuk Rav might, in this respect, might be different. He, at the end, it's mashma from him that there's also an Isser. Clearly, he sees it as what we're just saying right now, but he might also sound like there's an Isser too. Not 100% in the words, but a little bit sounds that way to me. You look at it yourself. And that's his differentiation with Rav and Arev, he says. It says, by Arbitz, Eino, Eini Yochel Hipara, and here, Eini Yochel Tovo, he took it to mean, I think, that there's an Issa here. I don't see it in the Rambam. The Rambam starts by saying, Yochel Tovo, Chor means not an Issa, and then he continues to stand over Shloshim Yom. Okay, so for questions, clarifications. Yes, Yosef.
If the Lovah was Mocha and the Mavah collected in 30 days, when are you more ready to show by that occur?
One second. We'll get to the last part of it. I mean, the Tanai Shabbat Mamon. Yeah. I want to come to that soon again. What are you asking? Tanai Shabbat Mamon.
Yeah, the same with the 30 days is really Shchut Lovah, right? When the Lovah is Mocha, that Shchut that's given the Torah. So, that,
right, good.
And once he's Mocha, that then he's good. What
are you asking? In other words, if he's a Tanai Shabbat Mamon, nu, and what? And the Lova?
Lova says the Mamon could collect.
You can collect that after a day, okay?
Yeah, so wouldn't that be Vada Akar like then, not letting the Mamon collect in 3 days? Like, see what Shmita that you have a year long.
So, first of all, who says that we have to go with that opinion in the Gemara Vada Akar? Yehuda doesn't make the distinction. That Svar is only to make Shmuel square with Reb Meir. If we hold to Rabbi Yehuda anyway, so then that distinction is no longer valid. You don't need to. It could even be Vadayaka. Sheik says Va'ona is Vadayaka. That's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says you can make a Tanai Shabbat Mamon. But I'll tell you where I think your question is good, as follows. Rabosai. The Rambam concludes by saying Tanai Mamon. That means he's going according to which Shita? Rabbi Yehuda, right? So I ask you, Rabosai, does this mean, if we're reading the Rambam correct, does this mean that according to Rav Meir, you cannot extend the Chov for less than 30 days? Let me repeat myself. According to Shitas Rav Meir, the Tanai Shabbat Mamon does not work against the Torah. So you're not allowed to have a person lend someone else money for less than 30 days. I want to lend you for 10 days. It only works according to Rav Yehuda. Does that sound right to you? Does that ring well in your ears? So where am I off? Again, the Rambam concludes by saying, "In his neshita b'chos man sheyirtze yesh lo tovo biyomo shetnai mamon hu." So So that's only because of Tanai Mamun. So according to a mayor, you cannot make a kvius of 10-day law. Moreover, what's the Isser? You need a Tanai Mamun to override an Isser. What's the Isser? To have what? To be to bear within 30 days. And both say, if I'm lending a loan for 10 days, that's against the Torah? What's the Yisr? Karva Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmita. What did the Torah say is like Shnasa Shmita? What? A Stam Milveh. Stam Milveh. That's where the Torah... So if I say 10-day loan, it's not a Stam Milveh. So there should be no Yisr. What am I going against the Torah? The Torah only told me this Isser. I won't say Isser. Okay, I won't say Isser. I use Isser. Sorry, take it back. Not Isser. The Torah told me that the Malva lost his koach to be Tover Toch Lamed. On what kind of a loan? On a Stam Milve. So from Kovea, a loan of 10 days, it's not a Stam Milve. So what do I have to come on to tonight, Mamon, in the Rambam? Why does it have to come out to Tanai Mamun? The entire paradigm of the Torah that we're learning out, Eina Yacho Tovo Toch Lamed, is halacha by Stam Milveh, no? So, I don't know. What I think the Brisker Rebbe is assuming is not what I'm saying right now. I think he's assuming that this halacha, again, we've seen the Rambam, it's halacha. It's not a umdina, it's a halacha. That we grant. The halacha is eino yachal letovo toch lamed on a milveh, period. On a milveh, any milveh. But think of the ramifications of that. That means call it an isser. We won't call it an isser. We can finesse that. We can nitpick. Is it an isser or is it just a restriction on the malveh's party? His hands are tied. But does that mean that this restriction of the malveh pitovet toch lamed is that every halva? In other words, if I want to make halva on less than 30 days, I need to come on to Tanai Shebe Mamon, and Rav Meir wouldn't allow it? Seemingly, this entire paradigm that we're learning out, Karvash Nasa Sheva, that we say, Yesh Shmita Ches Yikazu, is on a Stam Milveh. That's the Shnasa Sheva. The Shloshin Yom Shekori Shana is going on a case of a Stam Milveh. But if I tell you I'm 20 days or 10 days, it doesn't go into the drasha. So of course I can demand payment after 20 days. I said 20 days. Not just because it wasn't an umdina. For sure, if it was umdina, the 30 days, for sure it's not non-issue. But even according to the approach of the Rambam, that this is a drasha, and we're creating a paradigm which parallels Shemitah. What's our paradigm? That Shemitah says, Eino yachol tovo, post Shemitah, so Eino Yachol Tovo Toch Lamed. But where does that paradigm exist? On what type of a milveh? Stam milveh. So again, I don't understand the end of the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say? But if I say I want to demand payment within, even on the same day, Tanai Shebe Mamon. What do you mean, Tanai Shebe? The whole restriction is by a Stam Milveh. It's not a Stam Milveh. So what am I leading you to? We have to reread the last words of the Rambam. The Rambam could not mean what I just said. The Rambam is telling me that someone who's Koveas Man Toch Lamed is only going to be able to collect Toch Lamed because of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Meir. That means there's really a restriction of every Milveh Toch Lamed. I think the Brisker Rebbe sounds that way to me, quite honestly. You look at it, I could be wrong, but if I read it correctly, it sounds kiwis. There is a Eino Rashoi Toch Lamed. That's halacha by Milveh. I know I would learn the Gemara, it's halacha by Stam Milveh. But if it's not a Stam Milveh, so then the obets are off. We don't have any comparison to Shemitah. Then what did the Rambam tell us at the end of the halacha? What's the conclusion of the Rambam now? Tanai Sheba Mamon. We got to a good point, right? We understood the Rambam is different than the other approach. The other approach is Umdina, She'ela, Schiros. Is it like Milveh? Is it not like Milveh? All this is assuming that the halach of Stam Milveh Shoshim Yom is a din of an Umdina. Good, even if Milveh Alper is an Umdina, oh, that's nice. But the Rambam is different. Yeah, the Rambam holds that it's a real drasha. The Torah created a paradigm. We don't want to quote an Isser from the Rashi and the Rambam, but it's similar to Shemitah. It's the Malva's hands are restricted, he's in Yachal Tovo, and therefore, of course, She'ela is different. There's nothing to talk about. It's a Dilmi de Shemitah. Good, I understand all that's good. But now, when the Rambam concludes and says that if he said that I want to meet Tovea Kozman Shiyirtsa, Yeshlo Litvor, Beyomu Shetanai Mamuna. What does that mean? I'm overriding the Torah. That means that there's a pre existing Isser of being Tovea Tochazman. And because I said I want Tavea Biyomo, I can do it. And it's because of Rabbi Yehuda, and because Rabbi Meir wouldn't allow this. Does that mean that the Rambam is telling us that any time you have a loan that you specify to be less than 30 days, that's based on Tanai Sheba Mamo? Because otherwise there'd be a restriction, not an Issa, we'll call it a restriction, to collect Toch Lamed, even on the loan that's specified to be Toch Lamed? I thought that the entire drasha of Dumi the Shemitah is on a Stam Milveh. If it's not a Stam Milveh, of course there's no restriction. Nothing began. There's nothing to talk about to override. So what's the pshat in the end of the Rambam? It sounds too revolutionary to say that, according to Rabbi Meir, you could not be Koveya's man on a loan, because you're going to be going against what the Torah wants, that the Torah says you can't be Tavayach Toch. Is that really what lies in this drasha, Kvetra? And Rav Meir would not allow such a Kaviyah's man of less than Lamed Yom? Let's reread the Rambam. Ustam mil the Rambam. Well, from the beginning, HaKoveh, Amavis Chaveh, B'Kavah Lo Zman L'Poro. Part one of the Rambam. Kavah Lo Zman L'Poro, Ein yachol tovu ad sof hazman. Okay, so a chov of eser shanim, ein yachol tovu until eser shanim. Good. Whatever milvapem milvav b'shtar. So, ustam milvav shloshim yom bein b'shtar bein al peh bein al hamashkin. What's that? He didn't specify. So then what? Then shloshim yom. So what does that mean? By ustam milvav, what can't you do? Can be tovea toshlosh. V'im hisna sheyitva b'chozman sheyirtze yesh lo tovu b'yomo shetnai mamun. What's the last part of the Rambam? What's the case?
I think you should be referring back to the
Stambo. Oh, Alec, very good, very good, very good. Say it again. The Rambam's last sentence is still talking about what case? A Stambo. Chas b'shom, the Rambam never said you could kovei as man on less than 30 days, you have to come on to tonight Shabbat Mamon, and it only works for Rav Yehuda. The Rambam is still talking about a Stam Milveh. Within a Stam Milveh, the Rambam says, but by a Stam Milveh, where the Torah has a drasha here to teach us, the Ein Yachol Tovo, that your hands are tied, there's a Shemitah that's chal. The Ein Yachol Tovo Toch Lamed. But by Shemitah, what can you do? You can say, you will tishmitein the out of the Shemitah, right? So what else can you do in this Stam Milveh framework? You could say, on this Shemitah of 30 days, what can you say? I want to be able to collect. Lo tishmitein the out of the Shemitah. I want to be able to collect Toch Lamed in this Stam Milveh. That's the Ram. Don't confuse that with saying, I'm Koveh Azman of less than 30 days. There was never an issue, there was never a restriction in that case. The drasha of Kovash Nasa Shev is by a Stam Milveh. The Rambam is talking by a Stam Milveh. For that, you need Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. Notice the Russian of the Ketur. It's even more revealing that this is the Pshat in the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, but look at the Russian of the Ketur. Simon Ayin Gimel, Hamavu Chaveru Stam, Velo Kavalo Zman, Yeshu Zman Lamed Yom, any yachu tova kodem beim milva b'shtar beim milva peh beim b'maskin beim b'lo maskin. Avo se'ela stam zman al altem. Okay. Kasav haramba. Yeah. Now look at the tour's lesson. Usta milve shezman olamid yom. The sentence continues again. Usta milve shezman olamid yom. We're still in the same sentence. Yeah. Usta milve shezman olamid yom. In hisna sheitva kol zman sheyirtze yesh lo tova afilu biyomo. Elik mefurish by Yerusha and the Rambam. In the Torah, it's even more lehedya. What did the Torah say in quoting the Rambam? Not two sentences. Ustam milve shezman alamid yom in hisna sheitva kol zman sheyirtze yesh lo tova afilu biyomo. Why were we a little confused in the Rambam? Because of that little period in the Frankel Rambam. Before the word v'mhisna, right? A little dot threw us all off. Yeah, so we got confused. The Rambam says, "Ustam milve shloshim yom," and da da da. Period. Now the Rambam has a last clause. V'mhisna sheyirtze chozer sheyirtze. What do we think that means? Yokovei hazman ales milamid yom. The Rambam says it works. Shifnai mamonu. No, look at the tour. The tour quotes the Rambam. Ustam milve shezman alamid yom. What? In hisna. In other words, mamish, what you said. The Rambam never meant to imply that you can't be kovei hazman unless in 30 days. This halacha that we're learning out of the pasuk of Dumi de Shemitah, that eino yachal tova toch lamid, is an estam nove. If it's not a stam milve, it's not subject to the Shemitah's Ksafim Eino Yachal Tovo Halacha. It's not a stam milve. But if it's a stam milve, and I stipulate on a stam milve that I want to be able to collect Toch Lamed, Tanai Shebe Mamed. The same way I have a Tanai Shebe Mamed by Shemitah that we had before, if you formulate it in a way that relates to the Lovesh, go to Atta B'Shvias, so we said that Ram Paskins, you can do that. So the Shemitah of Estam Milveh, which is the din of Toch Lamed, so you could be masna on that. I want to collect it to Toch Lamed. But if I'm Kovei Hazman on Esrim Yom, of course, no one would argue. A Meir wouldn't argue on that. But in the Rambam's case, the Meir would argue. It's going against the Torah. Estam Milveh, the Torah says, it's Dumya the Shemitah. Okay, so this is one chelk of the sugya. There's a little more we have to still do with the Bach. And Milchas Chinuch quotes the Bach, so I gave you Milchas Chinuch to look at, and the issue of Ibrahim talks, man, it's rushing. Okay, it's okay. But just to summarize, you know, summarize, got it. Summarize the shiur. Let's go ahead.
Alex on a roll already.
No, what do we have? What do we have? What do we get? What are your notes now that you didn't know when you walked in? Okay? Nope. You have a Gemara that tells us, Stam Avar Shloshim Yom. The Gemara has a Sava Mina, maybe Mov B'Shtar, maybe not Novel Peh. That would assume that it's based on an Umdina. Because a Shtar, a person wouldn't write a Shtar for less than 11 Yom. But we have the Brisa, we have a Drasha that tells us even Novel Peh. One way to think about it is, it's all Umdina, it doesn't change. Mov B'Shtar is an Umdina, Mov Peh is also an Umdina. You would have thought it's not true, but it's true there too. The Drasha is not so much of a Drasha, it's just a way of showing that Stam Havar Shloshim Yom, that's the Das of the Bnei Adam. No, what about She'ela? What about Chiras? No, you have to know. Different Shitas on either side. Maybe it's different, maybe it's not different. All because it's an issue of an Umdina. The other way to think about it is what emerges from the Rambam, the two Rambams, both the Rambam that talks about Hisna, whatever. What, if you Hisna, obviously, you know what your indication is. You know what you're saying. If it's Umdina, of course, you don't need to come out to Pesha B'Mamon. I'm telling you what I want. So then the whole issue is a mood issue. No, apparently there's something to talk about. There's a halacha here. From the Torah, and you have to go over it. The other Rambam, that the Arev has the same schus as the Lova has, if it's a din of an Umdin, it's only by Halva, then what's shaykh to an Arev? The answer is, it's a schus the Torah gave the Lova. The Arev has the same schus. So now we see it's a halacha that we learn out of the pasuk. What's the nature of the halacha? So now, the way that we learned with Rav Nachum, it's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful comparison. What is the nature of this comparison? the chov exists. Here it exists, Tochlamid, it exists by Shemitah too, after Shemitah. The Chov is here. But the Malveh is restricted from accessing it. That's the Einu Yachol. And it could be Isser you don't have. It's just the Einu Yachol. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Achronim think that maybe there's an Isser, just like by Shemitah. It could be that it's just an Isser, there's nothing more, because by Shemitah there's a cancellation. So then he couldn't have that over here. Could be that it's two things. It's neither Miskvaz Mashma that way. It's an Isser plus it's a restriction. The way we learn, it's just an Isser. The last part of the Rambam, however, doesn't mean that if a person's Koveya's man for a loan, Toch Lamed, that he needs to come on to Tnai Shebe Mama. The whole halacha that we're comparing to Shemitah is not that you can be Toveya Eichov Toch Lamed. It says you can be Toveya, you're restricted to be Toveya E Stam Milve Toch Lamed. The Rambam is therefore saying, in a case of Stam Milveh, and you stipulate, I want to be a toch, even be Yomo, then it works because of Tanais B'mam. Well said, Alec. Okay.